Things are looking really good for Sunday because, of course, the problem was we were all geared up for the ninth, and everything was in place. And then when the Queen died, we had to make the decision: do we carry on or do we stop? And we felt the most appropriate decision was to postpone. And then it was a case of having to wind everything down because we had all, we had 20 acts who were all coming from all over the country, so we had to kind of wind them down and cancel all the things like the street closure, and then wind everything up again for this coming Sunday. So things now are, we managed to do really well. We kind of have got almost all of the acts who were originally coming have were happy enough to rearrange for the date, and we've got all sorts of things going on the day. So we've got about 18 acts, I think, across the day, each doing three things. So there are a considerable number of events and activities going on throughout the day. And actually, also, there's a an autumn fair in the square, which means that there's even more going on in town. So it should be an absolutely fun-packed day for people who come.
Oh, fantastic. And I know, people were so pleased when you announced that the new date was on the calendar, which is brilliant. And just in terms of the acts, could you just give us a flavour of the sort
Oh,
that will
what
be
have
there?
we got? What have we got? Well, we got children. We've got Circus Village. We've got story. Yes, there's circus skills. There's storytellers. There's a beatbox guy. There's crafts. There's making activities. So just in the Children's Village, which is going to be in the Memorial Garden, there's loads going on for the children. And then in the main acts, we've got stilt walkers. We've got puppeteers. We've got escapologists this year. We've got escapologists coming. We've got people, dressed up in various costumes walking about the streets. We've got the sort of acts that you would find, the kind of as we've had before, the kind of Covent Garden type acts coming as well. So there's loads going across the day, and we're starting at 11 and we're finishing around, I think the last acts go out around 3:30. So sort of 3:30, 4 o'clock is when we'll be finishing. And throughout that time, there'll be at least five things happening at any one time. So we try to kind of keep it going and keep the activity up. So.
Sounds like it's going to be a great day. And for people that have never experienced it before, it's kind of hard to put it into words, but it's certainly a unique day, for anyone.
It is. I mean, thanks for saying that, because we believe it's unique. We're one of the now we're one of the oldest street theatres of its type now in the country. This is our 20th year, if you can believe it. And through thick and thin, we've managed to keep it going. The day itself, it's street theatre, so it's like the acts you'd see if you walk around Covent Garden, performers all over town. The thing that makes ours so different is that we spend all year raising the money for it. So on the day, it's free to people as you walk around. It's a free event. That said, I'm going to say we will be out with buckets again. So if you do see anybody with a bucket, please put something in it, because that's going to help us for next year. Because we'll be, the more we can keep it going, the better it'll be. But it's just a fun day. It's about sort of walking around town and suddenly things happening out of the ordinary. Street performers, stilt walkers, and engaging with people as you go around. So it should be we hope, as ever, it will be a fun and exciting day. And we've also got the Market Harbour Drama Society this year. They're putting on a performance for us. So they've got one in the morning and one in the afternoon in the by the old grammar school. So there's sort of homegrown talent as well. So there'll be lots going on throughout the day.
Fabulous, brilliant. And I know you touched on it there, but the team yourself and your colleagues, the volunteers that organise it, it must be particularly satisfying to see it all come together on the day.
It is. I mean, because I mean, it's a day, and when if you don't know anything about it, it's a great day, and all this looks fun. But the amount of work it takes to pull all that together in term, we'll be starting next year's event pretty much as soon as we finish this one, and it is this whole round of trying to get things going, trying to get the funding together, trying to persuade people to support us, etc., etc., and then leading up to the event and the programming, and the booking, and the scheduling, and the road closures, and all the little bits that go with it. Which had what we had got in place for the 9th of September. which is when we were due to go. So there was a kind of sense of, you know, we've done all this work and it's not going to happen. But we were then delighted that we could just shift it forward a bit, and it all seemed to work. So we are, as you say, delighted that it's happening on the 11th, because all of that work hasn't gone to waste. So we, you know, we're really hoping for a, and the weather looks good. I mean, not going to be brilliant, but at least it's dry, which is really kind of the weather. So you know, fingers crossed, it'll be a great day.
Brilliant. And obviously the town centre's closed to traffic as normal, so that'll be great.
Yes, it is. I mean, that really, you know, as I said, we've been going 20 years. That was one of the more recent innovations, because I remember, you know, 20 years ago when Arts Fresco started, we did the whole thing and didn't close any streets. So everything was sort of on the pavement and in spaces that could be used. And it was because of the popularity, there were so many people around that we thought, this is just a bit, you know, there are people, if we're not careful, there'll be people walking off the pavement into the middle of the road, which isn't safe, which is why we then decided it was a much safer event if the road was closed. And that's what we've been doing for the past years. And it gives a completely different feel to the centre of town when it is closed, because all of a sudden the whole area is available to us, not just the two narrow strips at the side of the road. So it just feels much more relaxed and comfortable throughout the town. So that's what we'll be doing. And again, we'll be spreading all the stuff that we've got up and down the high street, and we'll be using, you know, Adam and Eve Street, Church Street, all the various bits and pieces. We've kind of spread our acts throughout all of that. So hopefully there'll be, wherever you walk, there'll be something going on. That's what the aim is.